Hello, welcome to my show. It's Colleen Osito here. Just like to go ahead and put a couple of things out there real quick. Number one, my show is now on 4 different platforms. So it's not just Spotify or Anchor FM, but now I'm also on Breaker Podcast and I'm on Radio Public. So please tune in, and I'm going to go and branch out to different, a whole lot more platforms to get my show out there. Not only that, but I didn't go and post my show last Sunday like I was supposed to because it was Easter. I'm doing a lot of swearing and stuff, and I can't mix that. So I think I'm just going to move my show away from Sundays altogether because I respect Sunday. And I'm just going to put that out there like that. So without further ado, on to the show. This is Colleen Osito, and I'm in this tip now. To first start off, I want to talk about the title, of course, why I broke my copy of Madden 19. Now, some of y'all might be asking, well, why you talk about Madden 19? Why don't you talk about Madden 20? And the reason for that is that most of us already know, if you don't, you can pause your whatever you're playing in Madden 20. You can pause it and get off the field and look into the stands, look into your stadiums, and look carefully, zoom in, and you will see banners that are inside the stadiums in Madden 20 that say EA Sports is in the game, Madden 19. So like the character models were upgraded, the graphics were improved upon, but the stadiums were not. The stadiums basically were reskinned, but it's still Madden 19. Only thing different is everybody on the field. And for EA, you know, touche, you're a douchebag, because let's be honest, you did the same thing for Nintendo Switch's version of FIFA 20. FIFA 20 Legacy Edition, it literally tells you in the Nintendo eShop, there's a note that tells you basically, this is FIFA 19, it's just reskinned. There is really no graphic difference between FIFA 19 and FIFA 20 on Nintendo Switch. And so when it comes down to Madden 20, I decided I'm not buying it because I just bought Madden 19. Not only that, but I'm a diehard Philadelphia Eagles fan. I bleed green. Squawk, squawk, fly, Eagles, fly. Do not fuck with me. Do not ask no questions about what team I root for. That's just it. I put that out there. I watch my Eagles games wearing a jersey with a sweater with a blanket. All says Eagles. I don't care. It's my team. So with that being said, why I broke my copy of Madden 19 is the fact that Madden 19 is basically the 2018-2019 NFL season where the Philadelphia Eagles win the Super Bowl. Their stats in this game overall, 99. Now, I've been playing sports video games. In fact, more specifically, I've been playing football video games since 1995. So when it comes to Madden, trust, I've played Madden, all that. And one thing that every game player knows, and it doesn't matter whether it's football, any sport, whatever team won the main game, whether the Super Bowl, NBA Finals, all that stuff, whatever team won the main game, right here is football, whoever won the Super Bowl, the stats in that game, their stats in that game are going to be astronomical. That is the team to beat. If you play against the team, they're the hardest to beat. If you play with the team, they're the easiest to win with. That's just common sense. You don't have to be a damn rocket scientist to figure that out. No ifs, ands, or buts. That's just how it is. So the reason that I'm upset is because overall difficulty. Now, you could go ahead and say, well, you just don't play Madden, blah, blah, blah. Well, let's just be honest. Most Madden players only play Madden. If they play another game, it's probably 2 other games. And I can guarantee you right now, the other game is GTA 5. I'm just going to put that out there. Y'all know it's true. Don't even worry about pissing on that. It's true. Okay, it's true. So, yeah, I might not be a diehard Madden gamer, okay? But I am a diehard NFL viewer. I'm a fan, and I may not know completely all the changes that was done with the hit stick, but I know how to play the game, and that's the part that troubles me. Because if you play Madden 19 or Madden 20 against somebody else, the team stats matter. If you play Madden 19 or 20 against the computer, your stats don't matter at all. That 99, I don't know, maybe they put 99 up in there just to put numbers in there, because Madden 19 and Madden 20 do not respect the overall rating of that team. I'm over here playing as the Eagles. Everything, all their stats boosted all the way out. It should be easy for me to go ahead and defeat the Browns, the Bengals, the Raiders, the Jets. It shouldn't be a problem. In Madden 19, it is. Like, I've played all my Maddens on all Madden. I don't care. I'm doing this. I want the challenge. I like that junk. But when I see the game do stuff that it's not supposed to be doing, when I see players on the Browns jumping up and catching interceptions, or like running like lightning speed from one side of the field to the other side of the field and actually intercept the ball from an open guy, or make an incomplete pass out of something that should have been a complete pass, that part gets to me. When I have my offensive line and the defense just crumbles my offensive line and destroys my quarterback, I got so much pressure being hit towards me, I'm throwing interceptions. I can't even scramble. Carson Wentz is a scramble quarterback. I can't even scramble. So I broke my copy of Madden 19 because, truthfully, the game to me was unplayable. And nobody else that I'm with right now is playing this game with me. It's just me. So why would I get a game that I can only play online with if I can't even play online all the time? I wasted $60 on a game that is unplayable. And I'm the type of guy, I'm a rage gamer. I'm not even going to fuck with you on that. I'm a rage gamer. If I see something like quarterback gets hit, ball comes out, I've got three Eagles trying to pick up the ball, and the other team still gets the ball and runs with it, that don't make sense to me. If I have wide receivers that are lightning fast versus a team that their defense just sucks, there's no reason why their guys, their defensive guys, are just hitting me, getting me, stopping the ball, getting the ball. And the reason that I said those teams, the Jets, the Browns, the Bengals, all that, is because I was like, okay, I know this is a new Madden. When I got Madden 19, I was like, okay, let me go ahead, let me jump up in this, put it on all Madden, boom, let's go. Wrong answer. I was like, I'll play any team because I got the Eagles. I know they're number one in this game, and they are. No. They flipped me over, changed my diaper, put some baby powder over there, and smacked my ass. It was. I didn't like it. I will be honest. I didn't like it. That's not how I get down. But that's what happened. So I was like, okay, let me back off a little bit. Let me take it off of all Madden. Let me go down to pro. Let me do pro. Alright, should be alright. Should be cool. Because this is a new one. They changed controls and rules and stuff like that. I should be able to jump up in there. No. Same thing happened. I was like, wow, I can't believe this. I gotta take this to rookie. So, of course, me not being the avid Madden player, I just play the game leisurely. So I was like, you know what? I understand my downfall when it comes to it, because I don't play the game like that. If this was Gears of War or something like that, Doom, whatever, a shooter, yeah, I don't need no easy or normal. I'm a shooter king. This game, I'll go ahead and give myself the benefit of the doubt. I'll put it on rookie. I'm still getting trashed. I'm still getting trounced. I was like, let me go ahead and pick a team that isn't like, they don't have good stats. And don't be mad at me for name. If it's one of those teams I named is your team, then come on, give me a break. The Eagles the same way. Like, I've been playing with the Eagles since 1995, okay? I know what it is to play as a team that has low stats in a video game. I know I'm not going to win all the games. I'm a graceful loser sometimes. I can lose. I can admit that, my own self-faults and stuff. But no, I refuse to be on rookie and put a bum team, yes, I said it, a bum team go up against the Eagles and they destroy me. I cannot accept that type of foolishness. I cannot accept that type of disgusting gameplay, if you can call it gameplay. I don't want to go ahead and keep resetting. I like playing the season. I want to play the season out because I want to go take my team to the Super Bowl. That's why you play Madden. That's why you play a football game. If your team didn't make it, you know what? Now you're in control. You make the team go there. You get there. You get the accolades and all that stuff. But playing Madden 19 versus the computer, and I know it's the same way when it goes to Madden 20, you got to play to win. Ain't going to be no Hail Mary game. You threw the ball. Oh, what an awesome catch. All that junk. You're going to be like, yeah. Look at me. No, you need to play that game to win. You need to play to win. Don't be playing Madden just to have fun. If you don't play Madden like that, if you don't play it all the time, 24/7 like that, then you ain't playing Madden for fun. You are playing Madden to win. That means nickel and dime. Don't even worry about knowing football. I'm just going to say that. And right now, I'm going to go and take a break, let this ad run through, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So check this out. I go on ahead and I'm just seeing this mess. I'm just getting ran over. I'm playing. Like I said, you got a nickel and dime. You got to get to that first down. You got to get that touchdown however way you can, because the game is not forgiving. Guys be running in and out of that, of your pocket and stuff like that. Your pocket will collapse. Guys, you got like double team on one guy. Somehow that one guy gets around two dudes, hits you. Those two dudes are still blocking. They're blocking an invisible person. I've seen jump where the guy's head was facing him to the left and his whole body went to the right and got an interception and ran for a touchdown. Pick six. Ridiculousness. The game is practically unplayable because things happen in the game that aren't supposed to happen. Madden 19, Madden 20, especially Madden 20, those games are animation based. So it's not really a simulation. Simulation is, okay, here's the stats for the players. Stats got punched into the system, so now the players have to play by the stats of the actual people. Madden 19 and Madden 20 don't do that. Guys that aren't special at all are doing special moves. Like everybody's wide receiver is Randy Moss. It doesn't make sense. I got the number one defense in the NFL. They can't run after the wide receiver. Wide receiver got legs for days. He's juiced. He's gone. He's booking. Leaving my guys in the dust. That's ridiculous. That's not playing a game right there. That's not even a game. Like, what is this? You telling me that the stats only matter when somebody else is playing? That's ridiculous. Because I did that. I played somebody else. And all of a sudden, oh, these guys aren't running up and down the field like that. Oh, wait a minute. Now the Eagles are playing like the Eagles. Now my quarterback accuracy is amazing. Whereas when I was going up against a computer, my quarterback accuracy was shit. Like that. My team stunk. Like hot garbage. I can smell it from here. That's 18-week-old pizza. I can smell that shit. It's horrible. Doesn't make any sense. I'm over here playing the game. I'm cussing the blue streak. I'm mad and everything. My girl like, hey, stop playing it then. It don't matter if she like football or not. She don't like football. But it doesn't matter. She had a good point. And I listened to her. And I was like, you're right. First thing I did, I went to my GameStop app. How much can I get for a trade-in? $2.12. This is Madden 19. And I know sports games depreciate. Y'all ain't got to tell me nothing. I know they depreciate like Hot Pockets in your refrigerator. That's why you gotta get like 8 boxes of the junk if you don't just get one big box, because yeah, they're gonna be gone. Well, that's how it is. Every month, that price is going down. Get Madden 19, and it's gonna be sold for the same price though. It's gonna be sold, but sooner and closer and closer it gets to the new one coming out, it's only gonna go down like 10, maybe $20, maybe 20, then that's a stretch. But still, by the time the next game come out, you try to trade that game back in, yeah, you ain't getting no $60, $50 for that. You'd be blessed if you get $20. But they're still selling it for $40. So I went ahead, I took some pliers, and I broke that shit, and I saw a little spirit come out, and it hissed at me. It was like, sss, and I was like, fuck you, you know what I'm saying? Get up out my house, you know, crossed it up, and you know, do my little exorcism on that game. Fuck that game. Makes me sick. I'm not trying to be another person that just wanna rant about Madden and say how bad it is, but you know what, I figure I'm gonna tell my own experience since I actually played the game, and I didn't just play the game leisurely. It got to the point where I actually learned the game. I had to go and play the tutorial, which really hurt me because I know how to play the game. So to go through stuff that I already know how to do, and all of a sudden in the tutorial, I'm able to do it. It's not as hard as actually playing the game. But it was ridiculous that I gotta go through a tutorial for Madden 19. I've been playing Madden since Madden 96. This is sad. Why I gotta go through all this? And just to realize that it's more animation-based and animation-driven than simulation means that when you throw that ball, the computer's thinking of the animation of what's gonna happen when the ball lands, when the ball gets to the carrier or gets to the receiver. Which means the computer's not thinking simulation level. It's not thinking about this person's speed versus this person's speed. No, it's thinking, is this gonna be, which animation am I gonna use? Is it gonna be an incomplete pass or is it gonna be an interception? So basically the computer is picking how the play is gonna end up based on the animation that closely lines up with the play that was done. It doesn't matter, nickelback formation, I-form formation, shotgun formation. However the play is going, Madden 19 and 20 picks an animation that fits the play. It fits the route. Then the characters aren't even going by the route. You know how hard it is? How long you gotta wait for an open pocket? And most of these guys playing Madden right now, they've already figured out all the glitches and stuff like that and how to break the system. I can audible twice and get the computer runs a different way. Even when you're playing with somebody else, you can break their team. You don't even have to play in the same house. They're online. Audible twice and their team runs the other way. They're the only person running toward where you are. Psh, touchdown. It ain't that hard. If you can do an audible and the audible sets up the animation for the defense, you're basically breaking the game. Or, better yet, the game is broken. It doesn't matter how you do your audible. What matters is the fact that the defense changes their defensive plan to match what they think your play is going to be. Doesn't matter if it's an I-form formation. It might be a run, it might be a pass. So that's where simulation comes into play. It's got to figure it out. But for the fact that you can go and do an audible twice and then snap the ball, because you did the audible twice, automatically the animation inside Madden is thinking, okay, so they were going this way, now they're going this way. They were going left, now they're going right. Or they were going right, now they're going left. And the team goes in that direction, leaving the person on the other side, whoever's on defense, you're completely, completely messed up. And that's not how football's supposed to play through. That's not how it's supposed to work. So now you got Madden 20, they got damn Lil Yachty and DJ Khaled, now they got Migos up in there. Give me a break. 2K finally got the rights for NFL games again, but we're not going to be seeing no NFL 2K 2020 or 2021. We're not getting that. 2K got rights to do an extreme NFL game. So that means that whole superstar mode in Madden 20 with the Lil Yachty's and the DJ Khaled's and all that, that's going to be the type of game that 2K is going to be making. And they're going to be able to have all the NFL teams. And they got to get with Players Inc. and get all the players' rights. And then they're going to be throwing things extreme. This is going to be NFL Blitz, but by 2K instead of Midway. Midway had everybody, they had stats, whatever, but it really was an extreme football game with, you know, fire, just like it was NBA Jam or something like that. You were seeing characters from Mortal Kombat up in NFL Blitz because that's what those were, Midway games. So we're going to be seeing the same thing from 2K. Whether it's Borderlands, Bioshock, or whatever else 2K has. But there's a lot of rights involved with that. So when you have all that to think about, you basically are saying that we've been wanting 2K to come back for years. 2K, ESPN 2K5 is the last great 2K game. To be honest, it's actually All Pro Football, where they had all the Hall of Famers, had Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith on the cover. That was the last one, but they couldn't use NFL teams, so I'm going to say ESPN 2K5. But the problem is we may not get that type of in-depth play because it can't be simulation, because Madden, or should I say EA, still owns the rights to NFL simulation football. I hope I said NFL. I might have just messed up. Whatever. So with both of those being said, I broke my copy of Madden because it wasn't worth me taking back. No, I'm not getting Madden 20. I'll wait to see what happens with Madden 21 because I really do want that simulation style. I want that realistic football feel. I don't want to keep playing this animation mess where the computer is guessing what's going to happen. And so basically the computer is changing the play. It's changing the outcome of the play. That's what's happening when you deal with animation football instead of the football game dealing with the stats. When overall rating is 99, going up against a team where overall rating is 77, and 77 is playing like their overall rating is 158,000, 2,800, or whatever. It's ridiculous. So that's my show right there. I'm going to end it on that note. Please go on ahead. I hope you like it. Listen to it. And just go ahead. Send me some feedback. You can hit me up on my Twitter at CitoMr. That's at CITOMR. And I'll go ahead and respond back to you. If you have any type of thoughts or ideas of my next show, what you want me to talk about, what you want me to look into, go ahead and let me know up there as well. Like I said, I'm on Spotify, Anchor FM, Breaker, and Radio whatever. I forgot. But I'm up there. All right. Thank you. Take care. Stay safe. Kalina Cito is out.